WildTalkRadio.com.
This is Wildcat Chris Harris of America's Most Wanted.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, NWA TNA Superstar.
And it's me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart.
This is Booker T, five-time WCW champ, and you're listening to WTR Sunday Night.
This is the one, the only Knockout, Tracy Brooks, and you are listening to WTR Sunday Night.
This is Raven, the NWA World Heavyweight Champion. You're listening to WTR, and I've got a tip for you. Don't pet burning dogs.
Hello, this is three-time WWE Champion and Hardcore Legend Mick Foley, and you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio with the Triple Threat. Yeah!
You're tuned in to WTR Sunday Night with the Heartbreaker, Tim Stein, the Essence of Evil, Dr. William Maybrick, not the Gigolo, but the pro wrestler Keishi Matsunaga, the intern Kane Kittens, and the producer, Sir Rocket.
You're listening to WTR Wrestle Talk Radio on Sunday night, and if you don't like it, sorry about your damn luck.
It's WTR Sunday Night.
Yeah, baby.
You're about to experience something that y'all never experienced before. This is WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I'm the producer, Sir Rockin', joined as always by the professional wrestler, Keishi Matsunaga.
Yes, not the Gigolo? What was that?
They'll explain in a minute.
I hope so.
The intern, King Kittens.
I'm going to need some explanation, too, and a cigarette, and I don't smoke.
And he's going to lead the way, but it's going to be disrupted a lot. It's the one and only Tim Stein.
It's me, don't escape. That's right, I'm sexy, and I'm back, baby, because you miss me, and I'm the best thing since baked bread, not just slash, but baked bread, baby.
What the fuck was that? Never mind. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Wrestle Talk Radio, WTR Sunday Night. It is the WrestleMania post show. And I am very, very pleased, proud, and honored to welcome back one of my best friends in the business, guy that I have known since 2001, I do believe. 2002, like over 20 years. And this is actually the guy that put up the money initially to actually start Wrestle Talk Radio. He's the one, the only Essence of Evil, Dr. William Maybrick, making his return to WTR.
Timothy.
Yes, sir.
I have an issue with you.
Oh, shit. Not another one.
I don't recognize this place.
Oh, I'm
For the last 16 years, I've been doing this broadcast every Sunday night at another place that I believed you lived in.
David.
But with Jorge and Lois.
David, you left WTR in 2005.
No. I've been doing the broadcast every Sunday night.
You were doing...
From that place, but I didn't see you there.
You were doing something
else. And Lois kept saying...
Who's
if
Lois?
I kept showing up, she was going to call the police. And I said, well, we don't need them on the show. So it was very, very confusing. For 16 years, every Sunday night, I've been broadcasting with Jorge and Lois. Now, it looked kind of like a planter, but I thought it was one of those hidden mics. And they say, don't talk into the planter. I thought, am I too close?
David, were you sitting in a room that had a chair with a lid that lifted up and there were plants in it?
Well, aren't all chairs like that?
Oh, my God. Okay, no, you weren't doing the broadcast for the last 18 years. You left the show in 2005.
I don't recall that.
I recall that. I do. You remember J.J. Gigolo?
Yes, and he overcharged.
Well, you know, you never should have paid him.
Well, I was doing him a favor, honestly.
Well,
he said he was experimenting.
I think we were all doing him a favor.
Oh, yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, there you go. And, you know, it's all my fault. I take
It is all your fault. I certainly agree with that.
Me a couple. My bad, as they say. But, so we're here, David, Dr. Maybrick. We are here tonight.
Hello?
With
hello?
Kane.
Hello?
Say hello to Kane Kittens.
Who?
Friend.
Intern. Okay.
The intern.
The intern. Oh, okay. Hello, intern.
Hey.
And, of course, we've got Keishu Matsunaga from RSCW Wrestling and maybe Can-Am part-time.
Oh, yes. I know both those organizations.
Yeah.
How are you, Casey? That's a very ethnic name.
Yes, I am well, doctor. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Although I'm disappointed that Timothy has moved. No one told me.
I told you.
Well, I guess I wasn't paying attention.
You just don't listen. I don't know. You stop listening after you say, I have a plan. You always stop listening. You're too loud.
We all have.
Sorry, what was that?
We all have stopped listening when he says he has a plan.
There you go. Yeah, the reason why Casey's name sounds somewhat ethnic, he's Japanese-Canadian.
Oh, it's a good gimmick. Good gimmick.
So, Casey, keep running with it.
I have no plans of changing it anytime soon.
Okay, that's all that matters. So, anyway, Rock, we're here to talk about WrestleMania weekend. Two nights of the Showcase of the Immortals.
I guess that's what we're doing here. I don't even know anymore. I don't even know. Sounds like he's had too many at the Bottoms Up. Anyway.
Oh, I remember that place, Bottoms Up.
Yes.
With that old Mark the Shark DiCarlo.
Yes, yeah. Yes. He is still about.
He is. But why don't we dive into WrestleMania, starting with the overall impression of both nights in total. Go to Casey with that one.
I was very entertained, which then makes me sad that they can't be this entertaining, like, you know, consistently
on
the rest of
basis.
The year. Yeah. I guess if they're saving it all up for these two nights,
yep.
Fine, but I mean, share a little bit to, you know, the rest of the year so that people aren't angry.
There you go. That'll make sense.
Yeah.
All right.
I had a great time this weekend watching WrestleMania. Great time.
Oh, good. Good. Okay. Intern, your overall impressions.
Overall, I had a great goddamn time. There were parts of me that I felt, you know, like 10 or 14 again, just watching and marking the hell out.
Yep.
Like there were moments I'm sitting here and I'm just like bouncing in my chair, going nuts for what I'm watching on screen. It was amazing. Were there some stuff that could have been tightened up a bit? Sure. But overall, in terms of like, a, you know, 30,000 foot view of it, I thought it was entertaining as hell.
All right. Hey, Rock, did you like it?
It was stupendous, Tim.
Was it stupendous?
It was phenomenal.
You're about to hear Dr. Maybrick's take on the weekend.
Let's hear it right now.
I was struck by the Hogan-Andre match. I would never have expected that anyone could have slammed Andre. I was totally blown away.
It was amazing tonight. It really was. Okay, that body slam.
No. You got to stop watching the reruns of previous Mania.
I look forward to WrestleMania 4.
There you go.
Tim, we saw it in action tonight. We saw the body slam heard around the world. I don't know what you were watching. It happened.
Wee Man with the body slam.
Yeah, it happened. Everyone's comparing it to that great moment.
Well, did I not say that?
You did not.
Oh, thank you. I thought I did. I was sure that I said something about it.
Well, you said something. I wasn't listening.
Well, par for the course. Anyway, let's get right into it. Going into night one. David, what was your match of the night?
Night one. Definitely. Maybe Cody and Seth. I was stunned by Seth's wardrobe provided by the Becky Lynch Maternity Collection.
Wait for it.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But it was a... You know, it was a fantastic match, really. Almost in spite of Seth.
Almost in spite of Seth. There you go.
Some say his wardrobe was David Bowie inspired.
Yeah,
that was more Becky.
Other people were saying that he rated Becky's lingerie wardrobe.
Yeah,
that was you, me, and Jordan last night. Yeah,
it was the Becky Lynch Maternity Collection.
So,
I mean, he was wearing a muumuu.
Well, I speculated he got dressed in the dark and missed his dresser.
The fact that he and Becky are the same size is fantastic.
It's just phenomenal. Yeah. Brent, what's your match of the night for Saturday?
Honestly, my match of the night.
I want you to lie.
No, it's torn because if I'm going with wrestling or story, it was Becky and Bianca.
Yeah.
If I'm going for just pure, utter enjoyment and entertainment, it was Steve Austin back in a ring 19 years later and actually selling like a bastard.
Okay, so your match of the night was the women's championship title match.
Wrestling wise, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's pretty much what we're picking. Keishi.
Hello.
How are ya?
Good.
Yeah, you got a different question. No, you got a different question than the rest of the panel.
Okay.
Yeah. What was your match of the night Saturday?
My match of the night Saturday was the exact same thing that Brent said, almost word for word.
You are such a plagiarist.
I know. I very much enjoyed the women's match for the as the wrestling match, but like Kevin Owens and Steve Austin was I was most thoroughly entertained from a entertainment fan perspective.
Fair enough. Absolutely fair enough. Rock?
Oh, it's Becky versus Bianca. Was the in-ring match of the night. Moment of the night was Austin and
that
Kevin.
Was the moment of the night, yeah. And, that took me back 23 years. Yeah, that took me back 23 years, the nostalgia. And, yeah, kudos to Austin for taking bumps on the concrete.
The suplex on the concrete was awesome. Amazing that he took it. But what impressed me the most was when he took the suplex, he gave the suplex on the stage and got right up. For man who hasn't done anything so long, to get right back up, it's like, okay, he's good. He trained for this. He's good.
Well, you know, it's like we've been telling people, he had a wrestling ring delivered to his place last summer. Everybody's talking about, oh, it's just going to be a talk show. They're going to come up and do a bunch of insults, and then Stone Cold is going to deliver the stunner to Kevin, and that'll be the show for the night. Sure enough, Stone Cold's music hits. He comes walking out. The first thing I noticed is he had the leg braces on.
I think everyone noticed that.
Yeah. The first thing I noticed, he had the knee braces, and I'm like, okay, no, something's going down.
Wrists were tape. Knee braces were on. He was ready to go.
Good to go. That was the most enjoyable moment of the night for Saturday.
Tim, your match.
My match of the night? Well, it was definitely Becky Bianca.
I thought you were going to say more than that. Okay, cool.
No, I was busy watching David because he's actually putting his ear to the microphone like he's expecting to hear feedback from you guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
No, Becky Bianca, it was absolutely fantastic. It put the cap on the story that they started last summer SummerSlam at Summerfest.
We're Summerfest.
Yes. I was going to say, can we finally put to rest all those people that bitched and moaned that said Bianca was absolutely buried at SummerSlam and, oh my God, you know, how is she going to recover? Watch the damn match. She's doing just fine.
You see, the problem is people nowadays have the attention span of a gnat.
Sorry, what was that?
Yeah, see? Told you.
But I want to talk about what the doctor brought up. Seth Rollins, Cody Rhodes. Everyone surprised that Cody actually was the surprise?
We weren't surprised, but I'm sure a lot of people were. The people at the arena weren't. Cody Chance were hitting like long before the lights even went out.
It was a terrific non-surprise.
I mean, anybody with an internet connection wasn't surprised.
Or an encyclopedia.
Yeah, I would say I was expecting Cody, but there was this tiny, tiny shred of me, this little bit when the lights went out, and I just remembered the night before.
I was hoping it was Gilbert.
And three simple words, never say never, and I was going to go, oh God, do not tell me he's going to walk down that goddamn ramp. And then we started to hear the familiar music that we've heard for 6 years in the independent scene and in other promotions. And I was like, it manifested. It happened.
I was absolutely pleased that he kept the American Nightmare.
He's him. He's being everything he built and bringing this to WWE.
I feel like if he wasn't allowed to do any of that, he probably wouldn't have signed.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was a part of the stipulation of the contract.
It was 100% the stipulation. That's the agreement he made with them. If I'm going to come here, I'm going to be me.
Now, let's find out everybody's least favorite match of the night.
For Saturday, okay. Brent.
Yeah.
Can I say the fact that a match got cut?
No. No, because that's not truthful.
We did get to see it. It's fine.
Wasn't going to be good anyhow that night either. Anyway.
Yeah. Hang on just a second. Honestly, the worst match of the night, I have to say, and it was only because it wasn't, again, their fault, had to be the opener. It was just the unfortunate circumstance of someone getting hurt when they weren't supposed to.
Getting a quad torn, which changed the finish of the match.
It changed a lot of it, but I will give Nakamura and the Usos credit. You couldn't tell. Like, Nakamura got in there, he still worked, the Usos worked with him seamlessly. And if you had told me that was going to be the match, I would have been like, okay.
Yeah.
It didn't look like at any point they were flustered and went, wait, what do we do? What do we do? It was just, nope, transition, let's go to the next thing.
Yeah, fair enough.
So I'll give them credit on that. It's just, for what it could have been, it was a little underwhelming.
Eiji.
Yo, yeah, I mean, only because the Andre the Giant Battle Royal was the night before.
What, you didn't like the Battle Royal on SmackDown?
No, I can't pick it as the worst match of the night because it happened the night before.
I mean, you could say there was nothing wrong with the show.
Always room for improvement.
Yes. And I mean, like, if I pick a match that is, like, the worst match on the show, it doesn't mean that it was a bad match. It's just, if you look at the big picture of all the matches and you have to rank them, then something's going to end up at the bottom of the list.
Okay, pay attention to the wording of the question. What was your least favorite match on Saturday?
Exactly. Least favorite doesn't mean bad. That's what I'm saying.
There you go.
I'm
backing you up, son.
Yeah.
Back you up, son.
I'm going to pick the Corbin McIntyre match.
That was really weirdly paced match.
Yeah, and I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just kind of, it was one of those things where it's like, when you know the outcome, like, I don't think you could have walked down the street with a picture of each guy and gone, if these two were to fight, who would win? 100% of the people would choose Drew McIntyre.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they both did a very good job. It was kind of predictable. And I knew the outcome coming a mile away. So least favorite because of that.
It was exactly what a Baron Corbin match is.
Yeah. Which is a tragic thing to say nowadays, but it is what it is. David.
Well, I think what hasn't been mentioned was the botch of the night.
Ooh.
Which was certainly Bianca and Becky, where Bianca caught Becky's heel right in the eye. I don't think people notice that, but that was certainly the botch of the night. And boy, that left a mark. Worst match? Oh, easily. Charlotte and Ronda. Just a horrendous match with horrendous pacing, all sorts of flub spots. And I don't know, does Ronda Rousey not understand English?
Or wrestling?
Yeah. Well, she certainly doesn't understand wrestling.
Or training for wrestling?
Yeah, because it was horrendous. And comparatively, I thought that Drew and Baron Corbin were significantly better, actually. The one thing with Baron Corbin, though, he's failing in his Waylon Mercy gimmick. You know, it's obviously a Waylon Mercy knockoff, and he's no Dan Spivey, and that's really unfortunate because he could be.
Did you not see early Bray Wyatt?
Yes, I did not see him.
Ah, that makes more sense then. Okay.
He didn't like him.
He was too fat to be Waylon Mercy.
Some would say he was husky.
No, he was fat.
No, Husky Harris.
I know, but he was fat.
I just wanted to make sure.
I knew Tim, you don't need to explain.
Fatso Harris.
Dr. Mabry, politically incorrect. I'm proud of it. Yeah, my least favorite match of the night was Charlotte and Ronda.
That's what I said.
Tim?
Well, I'm picking that too.
Tim?
No, you can't pick the same one I picked.
Tim, no one asked.
Oh, I thought it was my turn.
No one asked you, though.
But somebody should have.
Nah, didn't care.
Okay, well, ask me.
No.
Okay, hang on a second. David, ask me.
Ask you what?
Ask me the question.
How long have you pretended to be straight?
That's not the question.
Oh.
And it's not a pretending. Wow.
That's not what the gigolo said.
Hey, my name's not Jordan.
Is he still there? Are you berating him to his face?
Who?
Jordan.
Oh, no. We're picking on him in absentia. It's his fault. Thank you very much, Team Chat. The worst match. I don't know. I'm not going to call it the worst match. My least favorite was Ronda and Charlotte. And, you know, David pretty much covered most of the reasons. It was sloppy. It was very loose. They were working extremely loose. And Charlotte can put on absolute five-star matches. I've never, ever begrudged her that. I'm just personally no longer a fan of Charlotte. Charlotte can put on five-star matches, but I have yet to see Charlotte actually carry another wrestler to a good match. And she proved last night that to this point, at least with Ronda, she can't do it.
I think Ronda wasn't listening was part of the difficulty. I think that she wasn't listening to what Charlotte was calling, and it very much showed. Or she completely forgot what the spots were, one or the other.
Because they sure didn't come off correctly. So, yeah, that's me for Saturday night. Moving on.
Let's talk about tonight. What was your favorite match, Brent?
For me, it's one of those things, again, wrestling-wise, Edge and Styles put together a really great match. Entertainment-wise, I loved Johnny Knoxville and Sami Zayn. It was fucking amazing for 15 minutes.
Okay, so that was your favorite match, and what was your match of the night? Those are two different things.
Screw, you know what? Forget wrestling. Forget wrestling right now. It's Sami Zayn and Johnny Knoxville.
You want to call that your match of the night? You're more.
It was entertaining as hell.
There you go. Okay, there's your match of the night. Should we ask Casey?
No.
Okay, David, what was your match of the night?
Oh, absolutely, Edge and AJ. They stole the show, and it was disappointing that they weren't on last because they did a better job than Roman and Brock.
Well, I expected almost everybody to do a better job than Roman and Brock.
Although Roman and Brock did. As could be expected.
Their match was what you should have expected their match to be. Casey, we were just kidding. What was your match of the night tonight?
Huh?
What?
No, I'm also picking Edge and AJ. They had the best, my favorite wrestling match of the night.
Okay, fair enough. Did you like Johnny Knoxville and Sami Zayn?
Oh, I loved it to bits. But
was that good comedy?
Oh, it was great comedy. I will give all of the props to Sami Zayn. He worth every penny that they paid him with his new contract.
Yeah.
Every penny.
I agree. My match of the night, Edge and AJ, even though you didn't ask Rock, I'm still in pudding. I don't care. But it was absolutely, absolutely fantastic. And with Johnny Knoxville and Sammy, yeah, I had some really good chuckles. It was very entertaining. It was really nice to see the entire cast of Jackass getting involved.
Except for the dead ones.
I was sort of left that as like, you know, given.
Mm.
Yeah. Just the ones who are still above the ground.
Preston's alive. He just wasn't there.
I think the only actual Jackass character that is passed is Ryan Dunn.
Ryan's over and done.
Do the complaint command in chat. I just for yeah, that one.
You know, send your complaints to @FlamesForums on Twitter. There you go. There's the complaint.
Don't worry, I got you.
Thanks a lot, you wacko ninja.
Good job, Casey.
Casey's the wacko ninja, by the way.
Oh,
yeah. So there you go. All right. So did we all answer that? Now, here's a really tough one. What was your match or moment of the weekend?
Tim, what was yours?
No, I'm asking David.
No, I'm asking you.
My moment of the weekend?
Yeah.
Well, if it wasn't for tonight, then it would have been Austin Owens. But my moment of the night was seeing Austin and Vince in the ring together one last time. That was my moment of the weekend.
Casey, what was your moment of the weekend?
I am going with, it was quick and probably not too many other people's, but the New Day coming out in Big E gear, that popped me. That was my moment of the weekend. I loved it.
That was cool.
It was great. Good for them. They did like, yeah, Woods and Kofi coming out in those Big E singlets. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah.
Quite tremendous. David, Rock is afraid to talk to you because of what you might say to him.
Why would he be afraid?
Why would I be delightful? I'm very entertained by him tonight, Tim.
I'm totally delightful, and I have no manifesting STIs currently, so.
Not currently. No. What about last weekend?
Well, you know, we can't count every weekend.
Penicillin is your best friend.
Yeah, I love it.
There you go.
What was my moment of the...
The moment of the entire weekend, both shows.
The Cody Rhodes reveal. Great entrance. Almost an Undertaker-like entrance and incredibly fashionable.
No, that was Edge tonight. That's a
decent thing.
Edge went to like the Undertaker Goodwill store.
Wait, what? Nothing. They're no selling you.
No. It's the Ministry Edge. That's hashtag Ministry Edge. That's kind of what his gimmick is now.
Ministry Edge.
Yeah.
There you go. Yep.
And potentially a new brood.
Yeah. That had me grinning at the end when Damian Priest stepped into the ring and he and Edge kind of face each other. Are they factioning up? Are we going to see a new brood?
We're going to see something. That's for sure.
I'm very, very pleased about this because this is Edge giving Damian the rub, and I think Damian deserves it.
Yeah, he does. They need to push new people, and if Edge can help elevate him, that would be the right move.
Mm-hmm.
Brent, what was your moment of the weekend?
Just because, again, it made me feel like old school wrestling used to, seeing Steve Austin perform one last time, getting the pop that he did walking out.
Hell yeah.
Like watching him just, you know, it started off as the segment. Kevin just dominated it. The fans were on him for it. And then the moment when they were like, oh no, we're going to fight. And Steve just got up, went to the corner and was basically like, yeah, we're going to do this. And at that moment, I just started to like, oh my God, this is actually happening.
Dun, 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 dun.
And it's one of those things of, we've talked about it before, but 2 years ago, if you had told me things like, you know, oh yeah, Bryan Danielson's going to wrestle again. Oh yeah, Edge is going to be back in the ring performing on a fairly frequent basis. Christian's going to be able to perform in the ring again. CM Punk will be back in a ring. It's always those things where you heard it and you're like, okay, yeah, sure. And then all of a sudden, all of these people who were written off
are all
coming back. And then the big one was Steve Austin. And we're like, you know, no, he's had a broken neck. His knees were always shot. Was he the best? Like, could he move the best in the ring? Not really, but you know, it was enjoyable what he could do, but he probably like we've seen Kurt, and Kurt has kind of, you know, like he knew when his time was roughly up. And so we're just like, all right, well, we probably won't get Steve. It would be great. And then this weekend happened and it was just like, yes. We got old school Steve Austin back.
That was a mark out moment. Really, it was. Did you mark out, David?
No, never. Oh, never.
You forgot your marker at home, didn't you?
Yeah, I was sniffing it earlier, but I left it at home.
Did you remember to cap it before you left?
I like the aroma.
Oh, okay.
It's fragrant.
Was it a black marker?
Oh, I mean, I don't discriminate by color. That's racist, Tim.
As long as it's markers, you don't. Anyway. So yeah, those are our matches and moments of the night and the weekend. Where shall we go from here, Rock?
Okay, so we've talked about moments, we've talked about matches. Who was the standout performer of the weekend, Tim? Who was your standout performer?
The standout performer?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, you know what? I got to give it to Sammy for just for that match and the shit that he allowed himself to get put through. I mean, when he walked in the back after the match, if anybody wasn't giving him a standing ovation, they need to be given the release.
So you're saying he was not a disgrace? What you saw in that ring was not a disgrace to the business, and we should be entertained by entertainment for entertainment's sake?
I'm not a hypermoronic member of the IWC on Twitter. No.
I'm just making sure that's it's out there for people.
Or was that Facebook?
No, that was Twitter.
Yeah, that was Twitter. No. People have to start understanding. The ones that are creating the biggest beef and bitch about stuff like that, like the Sami Zayn match, haven't experienced wrestling before it was mainstream like we did.
Yeah.
And
wrestling before it became mainstream was heavy with the comedy matches.
Well, the wrestling came out of the carnival, and it was a carnival match.
Yeah.
It was a perfectly...
It was a throwback.
Structured throwback. It was a tribute to what wrestling had been.
Yeah. And
it was a sideshow, and it worked well.
And people, yeah, I get it. You understand that wrestling is you know, air quotes, a work. It's scripted. Don't you dare call it fake, because I will pimp slap you in the next month. But, you know, it's predetermined is a good way of putting it. But it's not there to be taken seriously. And all of these people is, oh, yeah, I know it's all scripted, and the winner's picked up before the match even starts, are the same ones that get pissed off when we get these comedy matches. Smarten the fuck up. Grow up. That's my little mini rant. What do you think, David?
Best performer of the weekend, Cody Rhodes. I think absolutely. And really, really, really smart tributes to Dusty, to Dustin. You know, all sorts of little spots put in there paying tribute to the past. The rope-a-dope punch, you know, the bionic elbow. Hey, I think it was just a real smart, smart tribute to wrestling's past. Nope. And he actually kind of carried Seth through a decent match.
Yeah, because Seth sucks.
Well, I mean, he, according to Becky.
Ooh, yeah, and you see that those roles are reversed, but don't get it. Well, Becky has been the man for years.
No, she is the man.
There you go.
Yeah, she is a man. She says so herself.
There you go. Trends.
Brent, who was your standout performer of the weekend?
I think we lost Brent.
No, I'm here.
No, I didn't mean we dropped you. I think we lost you.
He's surviving.
He's in the woods somewhere.
Surviving.
Pardon me. I want to go with the Canadian friends, the duo, because they both performed admirably in their matches. And truth be told, a lot of people said 6 months ago that they were probably on their way out because they were unhappy. And yet here they were on the biggest night, you know, the biggest nights of the year for them. And they both just told amazing stories. So I've got to go with Kevin and Sammy together. Because as soon as they both walked back behind the curtain, you had Vince and everyone else giving them a round of applause going, you did a great job, guys. You did what you were supposed to.
Okay, he picked two people. Judges?
That's allowed, but I have a follow-up for him.
But yes.
Well, they are Canadian.
So that's one. It's
so that counts by default.
Yeah, it's fine. So the follow-up to that is... I said this a couple of days ago when when we was previewing the show. Sammy and Kevin were basically the MVPs of the build to WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's that.
That's fair.
It's very fair. And also to follow up Tim's point about the match, the Sammy match and the jackassery. If you like your serious wrestling, I mean, you can go watch AEW, Brent, like, you know, where they curse people.
Yeah, there, you know, where you put curses on and you do really stupid shticks or... You know, you could throw up that weak thumbs up, because that's always enjoyable, because that's where serious wrestling takes place.
Uh-huh.
I had to make sure he got his point in there about that. Casey, standout performer.
Thank you.
Standout performer of the weekend.
Oh. I mean, I also want to pick Sammy and Kevin, but I'll lean more into the realm of Kevin Owens. I don't think there's a person on the roster who could have worked with Austin the way that Kevin Owens worked with Austin. Just like his reactions to Austin doing all the stuff he did was perfect. When Austin was like tearing down his set, the reactions that he had when he was doing it was perfect. His interactions were perfect. The wrestling was perfect. If it wasn't for Kevin Owens, I don't think we would have got as good of a match from Austin as we did this weekend. So I'm going to pick Kevin.
So that's a good pick. We actually had Kevin Owens here at my place after WrestleMania last night for, what did he do? 60 seconds? about a minute and 5 seconds.
It's true.
They're wondering what the fuck we're talking about. You know that, right?
I know that.
I'm trying to figure out a way to transition. So I'm ashamed of all four of you. All four of you forgot to mention one of the standouts of the weekend, and his name is Pat McAfee.
Oh, he did amazing.
I didn't forget.
The golfer, yes.
Yes, the former retired professional golfer.
Yes, yes.
We didn't forget it.
I recall not watching that match.
He did great.
No, props to, hey, listen, props to Pat McAfee, but that was not the standout, in my opinion, so no.
Two good spots in that match. The somersault and the amazing vertical leap onto the top rope.
Yeah, well, don't forget, white men can't jump unless your name's Pat McAfee.
And you're a golfer.
Retired.
Retired. Retarded. A retarded golfer?
A retarded golfer. No, don't say that. You can't say the word retarded.
That, folks, was called a transition to talking about that whole situation.
Yeah.
Austin Theory ranks up there, Casey, as one of the best Thunder takers now.
Yes. He did a great job. Austin Theory did a great super stunner. Because
there's like the Rock.
There are two ways to take a Stone Cold Stunner. Well, okay, no. After tonight, there are three ways to take a Stone Cold Stunner. Yeah, you have the Pat McAfee Stunner, which is well done. You have the Austin Theory Stunner, which is like so over the top, it like comes back around and is good again. And then you have the Vince McMahon Stunner.
I was dying laughing at that.
I don't.
The Vince McMahon Stunner that actually had Stone Cold break
where
character.
Missed the spot, yeah. Where he and totally missed the spot.
Funny thing about this, last night we were talking about that and we mentioned it tonight earlier. The Rock spent his entire career facing Austin, trying to get Austin to break character and laugh. And it took a bot stunner by the boss for it to happen.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
I mean, I don't know. I guess for what that whole thing was, it was there. Pat and Austin did very well. You know, well, you can tell that Pat has been training on some level as long as he said he had been, mm-hmm. which thus makes it slightly less impressive than when I saw when he did the NXT. And I kind of thought that, you know, I think everybody thought that maybe that was like however long it took him to get to NXT and then do the War Games match was how long he had training. But now that we know that he kind of had a little. Yeah. Now it's like, okay, well, I mean, he did good and he can do some pretty good stuff. And all things considered, I don't think he messed up anything too badly. So yeah, props to Pat for doing that. And yes. The one shot of Pat drinking beer after he got stunned on the floor was hilarious.
Oh, that is
it was like someone was trying to pour beer into the mouth of a fish on the side of like out of water, and its mouth is just moving open and closed trying to suck air.
That
but
is
instead
now the,
it was just beer. It was
that
good.
Is now the base of a new meme soon to hit. But yeah, no, that's going to be a permanent meme.
Yeah, and then the Vince McMahon, Pat McAfee part happened.
To be fair, we were forewarned of that.
It's true.
People had, you know, we had heard that, you know, Pat McAfee and Vince McMahon will have a match. And we were like, okay, and then all of a sudden it was like Austin Theory comes out to challenge Pat. And we think, oh, well, maybe we've kind of, maybe we're not going to get Vince. And then as soon as Vince is kind of like laying into Austin on the outside, I was like, oh, shit, this is happening.
Yeah.
And we predicted the schoolboy.
Yes. Yes, we did.
Yeah.
The one thing I will knock Vince for, though, is when he's celebrating after he beats Pat and he's, you know, raising up Austin's arm and he's letting him have his celebration. Austin Theory's music hit and he does like the quick turn towards the ramp and then it's like, oh, never mind. And I was like, oh, no.
And that's what I pointed out to David, because I don't know if David saw it, but he projected the arrival of Stone Cold.
When Vince McMahon walked to the back after that match, Vince McMahon would have yelled at him for it.
To be fair, though, still popped like hell when the glass broke.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Which is perfect. But yeah, no, I think that Vince just spent a good 5 minutes afterwards berating Vince for how Vince did that.
Vince is going to berate Vince for the way he sold that goddamn stunner.
That is something I want to see. This old guy just yelling out into space and then trotting around and facing the other way and looking like he's catching shit.
I mean, Tim, you can look around again. Tim, you could look in the mirror and do it.
Or just do what they do on TikTok. Do quick cuts, you know?
Yeah.
You know what happens on the TikToks?
Are you surprised? I know about TikTok.
You kind of thought it was a clock on the wall.
Clock. Yeah.
God damn it, Casey!
TikTok is not a clock on the wall. It's the sound the clock on the wall makes. Get it right, you moron!
Things of note from this weekend. We had new women's tag team champions crowned in Sasha Banks and Naomi. RK-Bro retained their titles. And Bianca Belair walked out as new women's champion for Monday Night Raw, while Charlotte kept her title. Are we surprised about any of these championship matches, how they ended up with champions holding or gaining belts? Are we surprised by any of those outcomes?
I'm surprised Charlotte won.
Yeah, I'll give you that. One.
I didn't expect Charlotte to win. The tag team, the women's tag match, I mean, I did not pick Sasha and Naomi to win. But with the teams that were going into that match, it was, I mean, that was one of the ones where you're like, wow, anybody could actually win this. Just like the Raw tag match, I kind of thought, oh, anybody could win this match. It was kind of nice to sit there and watch a match going, well, I can't really 100% predict who's going to win. So then you get to watch the match for the sake of the match and not whether or not you picked the right team. And those two tag matches, I thought they did a very good job of not telegraphing who was going to win the match until the match was over.
I was absolutely positive that Sasha was disappearing for like a couple of months because she's filming season 3 of The Mandalorian.
She plays Baby Yoda.
I thought she did that already.
You see, that I don't know. I started thinking about that afterwards, but she doesn't play Baby Yoda, David.
She lives the part.
No, she played one of the mercenaries.
She's living the gimmick.
All right, so she did that.
The problem with Pat McAfee, to straighten this all out, is one of psychology. He's an ex-golfer who acts as a wrestler, not a wrestler who used to golf.
He's a retired NFL kicker.
Yes, the National Golfing League.
Football League.
Whatever. He looks like a golfer.
Okay, sports ball. Okay. Go, yay, sports. Yay, sports ball? Something like that. Anyway, yeah. I'm surprised. I can't say that I'm surprised that Sasha and Naomi won the tag titles. I am surprised that Charlotte retained. However, after the match, after watching that match, maybe Ronda shouldn't have the women's title.
Ronda is not capable of getting anyone, including herself, over.
Ooh. What about baby wipes? Could she get those over? She's got the baby.
She does have the baby.
Yeah.
It's true.
Do you think she dropped the baby wipes?
Well, possibly. And she's got certainly the hips to show for it.
Kayfabe. So that's from us. Your turn.
Brand, any surprise along the way in those matches?
I was a little surprised by Charlotte keeping the title, because I thought putting the belt on Ronda would be probably the better overall move for like Fox and that kind of realm. I was surprised by Roman.
We didn't get there. We're gonna wait on Roman.
I'm just putting that out there.
I'm getting to that. I'm trying to.
I'm not surprised by both the tag team title matches, the women's and the men's Raw today, because Zelina and Carmella kind of ran their course. We saw they were hinting at a breakup. Carmella is going to go off on her wedding soon, so you had to write her off there so she couldn't really be defending the belts, although they weren't really defending the belts much anyway. But I think Sasha and Naomi give you a very good, credible team moving forward to work with those belts, and you still have Rhea and Liv, and you can either break them up and have them go after the Raw women's title, or you can have them stay together as a team, because for some reason, that pairing works. The two of them together really work somehow. And it would give you a good set of matches between Sasha, Naomi, Rhea, and Liv if you want to move forward. And then you still have, if you want to carry them forward, although they may have just been a Mania pairing, Natalya and Shayna there. With RK-Bro, they still have something going on with the Profits. So you can still carry that forward if you want to. Plus, Randy and Riddle just have something about them that make them so damn entertaining. And the fact that Riddle through the better RKO tonight tells you something. Like, Randy still hit a miraculous one on, on a Gable coming off the top rope.
Yeah, but Riddle's was spectacular.
Riddle jumping onto the top rope, and you hear Montez Ford giving his little scream of like, oh shit, this is happening.
Yep.
Right before he delivers that RKO. It was
wonderful.
Yeah, it was great.
God. Like, the second he threw that, I was just like, Randy, you can't top it. And he hit Chad, and it's like, okay, you're the father of the move, but still, the son just usurped you. I'm sorry.
The student has become the master.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
I think some would say the biggest surprise of the weekend was Bobby Lashley beating Omos.
No, I called that.
Great, Tim. You called a match. Wow. Congratulations.
Have a cookie.
I mean, technically, Casey did, and you didn't.
Oh, shit. Wait, we don't have room for cookies after the dinner we have. Sorry, thanks for the offer.
Casey, you actually got it right, and Tim got it wrong.
What? I called Bobby?
No, you didn't.
Shut up. You changed it on me.
No, I can go to.
No, you can't.
Yeah. So while Brent's pulling up the tape.
So the question, Casey, go.
I didn't think that Omos was going to lose to Lashley because, like I had said last week, I think Lashley would benefit more from a win than he would have from losing because if Lashley lost to Omos, what do you do with Lashley? Because then the last time we saw him, he lost the title. Then he loses to Omos. Then what? So having Lashley come back the way he did from his injury after having that little bit of time off and going, and going in and beating Omos makes it work. And Omos kind of doesn't lose anything because it's Bobby Lashley. Like, he can go on a tirade over the next couple of weeks and just be like, and just beat the crap out of a whole bunch of people because he's angry that he lost. And then that kind of gets him back to where he is.
Yeah, that works.
Speaking of calling back to things, did everyone pick up what happened between Kevin Owens and Steve Austin last night during the promo? How Kevin Owens gave himself an out?
I have a bad back.
He has a bad back. He already gave himself the out for the loss. He had a bad back. Steve couldn't beat him if he was healthy. He had a bad back.
Are you trying to project that we may not have seen the last of Austin?
No, I'm saying we've seen the last of Austin. I'm just saying Kevin gave himself an out.
Yeah, Kevin can show up tomorrow and be like, Steve only beat me because I was injured. If I had been healthy, I would have kicked his ass all over Texas.
Yeah, 100%. But he buggered it up by pointing out that Austin has a bad back, a bad neck, and two bad knees. So that trumps.
No, because besides that, you're fine. You know, the heel gave himself an out.
So there you go.
And the one thing we have not talked about, and maybe for good reasons, but I thought it was a fine match. Miz and Logan Paul defeated the Mysterios on night one.
I don't want to give Logan Paul any kind of fucking credit at all, but he pulled it off. God damn it, he pulled it off.
Logan Paul put in the work. That's one of the things.
I have to admit, the best part of the match was the very end after when they're celebrating and Miz delivers his finisher.
No, Tim, call it what it was. It was the Miz face turn. It may have only lasted for about 10 seconds, but the Miz turned face and the crowd went wild.
Yeah, but yeah, it's going to be one of those. He turned face. And it lasts a grand total of a half a minute.
That's all it needs to be.
Yeah, true. What do you think, David?
Logan Paul, who I know nothing about.
No. He's a YouTube star.
Another retired golfer?
No. He's actually fought boxers, like professional boxers.
Like Foxy Boxing?
I would hope not. That would be like not my thing. No.
Well, that's what you used to do.
No, you're confusing me with somebody else that's not here.
No, he has a right. You were the heartbreaker, so that would fit.
That's a totally different thing. Women love me and then wish that they knew why women love me.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, carrying on.
Logan Paul, the retired golfer, mm-hmm. actually did a surprisingly good job. You know, I had no expectations, and he met them.
Well, hey, that's even better. If you can meet no expectations, then you got something going. You got something there.
Hey, anyone else want to chime in about Logan Paul? Are we good?
I want it so bad, just so bad, for Ray or Dominic to grab that goddamn necklace and break it open.
Oh, the Pokemon thing. Yeah, we were hoping that happened.
But also,
you brought that up?
I will also say kudos to Dominic for representing his dad.
Nice.
His father, Eddie Guerrero. We all knew that.
Yes, his poppy.
The second he came out with the mullet, I was like, oh my God, they're doing this.
Yeah.
Not just the mullet, but the outfit.
The outfit.
Oh, I know the outfit. The Eddie Guerrero AAA special.
Okay. I don't know. Have you all seen that the new action figure they're making?
Yes.
What, for Eddie?
No.
For Dominic.
Oh, no.
He looks so, like, concerned for his life.
They're making a young Dominic action figure from 2005.
Are they going to put him on a thing? Above
Are they going to put him on a pole?
It's a Build-A-Figure. I don't think it comes with a pole, but it's a Build-A-Figure.
You have that Hornswoggle mold, and you got to get a little bit of extra mileage out of it. So what do? You make everybody's children that appeared on TV. Next, we're going to get a Nicholas figure.
Who?
That kid who won the tag team titles with Braun Strowman.
Oh, John Cone's son. Got it.
Yes.
Okay, what was R-Truth's little buddy's name?
Little Jimmy.
Yeah, we got to get a little Jimmy figure. Oh, wait a minute. I've got one here. Look, David, little Jimmy.
Okay. Anyway, so the main event of the two nights was winner takes all unification match for the WWE Universal and WWE Championships. Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar. Now we have the forever image of Roman Reigns standing tall, holding up both championship belts. Are we surprised that Roman is the one with the forever image holding up two championships?
Let David go.
I'm surprised that Vince chose to put Roman over Brock, because Brock seems to be made in the truest sense of the word. Mm-hmm. So unless Brock didn't want it, unless Brock is retiring or maybe... Maybe playing Baby Yoda in the Road Company production.
he's going to be on stage.
Yeah, he'll be the stage Baby Yoda, which is a much more challenging part than the movie Baby Yoda.
Just imagine Brock holding out his hand like this and
in the backpack.
Alien eggs
and
come
in the
to
backpack.
Him.
Brock in the backpack. Yeah. That'd be fantastic.
And alien eggs come to him and he eats them on stage.
Yeah, it'll be spectacular. It'll be the show to see.
Dun, dun, dun,
so with Brock heading off to play Baby Yoda, then I guess the only choice was to leave it with Roman.
Yeah, fair enough. So that's David's take. I'm surprised. I thought for sure Roman was going on like holidays or vacation or Holly Weird or whatever. But I thought he was stepping away from the company for a couple of months. And I was positive that, Brock Lesnar has been touted as the free agent, moving back and forth between brands. So I guess now technically that's going to make Roman a free agent.
Do they bring back a single belt, though? The big gold belt, perhaps?
Wouldn't that be nice to see?
The belt of the real world champion.
I
highly doubt that belt's going to come back.
So, but I'm that was the surprise of the weekend for me, was Brock losing.
Casey, your thoughts on Roman Reigns being the one holding both belts?
I'm interested to see where they go now. I would have been interested to see where they go with Brock as well, because they're both seemingly unstoppable forces up until, an hour ago. Now Brock apparently is semi-stoppable, and Roman is still unstoppable. So I'm interested to see who they set him up with, who they multiply set him up with until such time that he drops his title to whomever is worthy enough to take it from him, however long that may be.
Well, as I kind of insinuated earlier, I'm surprised by this only because Roman has held the belt for over 500 days. He has told this story for almost two full years. He's been through everybody.
Edge is a young guy.
I mean, legitimately been through everyone. When it comes to what do you do next? I mean, whoever beats him, this has to be like a career making moment for them to knock off someone like Roman. Because we used to say that about Brock, whoever would take down Brock, whoever took down Taker at Mania, this would have to be something that makes them. But this truly needs to be, if it's going to be someone that takes Roman out, considering the fact that he has beaten Brock Lesnar at Mania, even though it was a little bit via underhanded means. He's beaten Kevin Owens. He's beaten Edge and Daniel Bryan at Mania on the same night, pinning both of them. He's beaten Drew. He's beaten Big E. He's beaten Seth. Anyone that's come before him has beaten him.
Jinder Mahal.
Don't hinder Jinder.
I mean, beer's coming tomorrow.
The one person I would say, but it would... And I know it's too early, but then again, as we've learned, you can't really say too early anymore in the WWE. Someone that could take Roman out and that could be a big moment for them. What if it's Gable?
Gable Steveson.
Yeah. The fact that he is a, you know, two-time national champion, Olympic gold medalist, and he can get into the ring and beat Roman.
Well, we saw him move against Chad Gable tonight.
Yeah, Chad Gable made a very, very poor life choice.
That was a big mistake from him. Shush!
The second he hit the beverage, we'll call it, out of Gable's hands, I was just like, oh, Chad, oops. Poor fool.
There you go. Yeah, I thought that was a setup for the Street Profits to totally heel out on RK-Bro. And then they called Gable into the ring, and I'm like, oh, okay, they're setting something up.
So a person that could possibly be the one to take down Roman is probably someone who has a history in the business, a family legacy to uphold.
Cody Rhodes, of course.
That's what he was building up to, yes, but of course, you stole his thunder.
Because, yeah, he was too slow.
Too long, Rock.
I figured that out moments ago.
I was going to say Braun Breaker, the Steiner legacy.
The Steiner legacy.
They could pull him up tomorrow.
Wouldn't you rather see Cody Rhodes do it?
Yeah, 100%, because the internet will melt down, and I'm here for the internet melting down on Twitter.
Okay, you're only here to watch the world burn.
Oh, people are burning over just the fact that he's, you know, Cody's there now.
No.
He's the Judas.
All the AEW fanboys.
He's the turncoat. He showed up. He's the Judas.
It's so awful that he left to create AEW and then turned their back.
Yeah.
Whatevs.
He's like the Judas Jesus or something.
So overall, this was a pretty good two-night WrestleMania?
Well, considering it's only the third two-night WrestleMania, I would say it was slightly above average.
Okay, as a WrestleMania in general?
It rose above the average mark. One of the best. It wasn't the most stupendous WrestleMania. It wasn't the biggest WrestleMania.
But was it the most stupendous two-night WrestleMania?
It was pretty stupendous for one of the two-night WrestleManias.
Because that's what they actually call it.
Yeah, really, really, I'm sorry. That's a very small market share to source from.
Which is why they did it.
There you go. we've seen worse manias. This is up there. For me, night two better than night one. David?
I think, well, see, there was one thing on night one that wasn't mentioned, but that was brilliant.
Oh, what's that?
And that was Becky Lynch's Pigpen-inspired costume.
Oh, yeah!
Now, she looked totally like Pigpen from Charlie Brown.
I'm glad that you explained who Pigpen was, because I'm not sure that these kids know.
I require more elaboration.
Pigpen was a character who was always filthy and who was surrounded from the knees down with a cloud of dirt and dust.
Yeah.
And her costume was totally evocative of that.
From the Peanuts comic strip with Charlie Brown and Lucy and Linus.
She is the modern Pigpen.
And Pigpen is the one that gave all the girls yeast infections.
Yes.
Yes.
Casey, where does this show rank for you?
I'm going to go in the top 30% of WrestleManias.
Ooh, top 30%.
Yeah.
Brent?
I would say it's top 25. I thought night one overall was really enjoyable. I think two had its moments.
I liked the wrestling overall in night one, and the entertainment on night two seemed more to me.
Yeah, I could say that.
right? Go ahead.
I was going to say, considering the fact that my match of the night wasn't necessarily a wrestling match more than it was just pure enjoyment for 15 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely think that night one was the more wrestling heavy show, mm-hmm. and night two was the more entertainment heavy show.
David, just so you know, there were 3.5 Canadians on the webcast tonight.
Mm. But you were more than half, Tim.
No, I was referring to Brent, the intern. He's half Canadian. Yeah.
Which half?
I think the left half. Mm. Yeah.
Speaking of the half Canadian, he has the records to keep and then uphold. How did things go for people?
Yes. Okay. So we're gonna go over overall. Night one, Tim, you didn't do too bad.
Yeah, I saw the numbers.
Then night two hit for you. So
and I sucked.
Yeah. So starting off in last place for the overall numbers, in 12th place, we have a tie between Sub and WWE 2K22.
The wrestling game couldn't predict WrestleMania.
Nice.
You can catch them all at youtube.com/rockradioshow.
There we go. In 9th place, we have a tie between Casey, Lindsay, and Matt, who all went 6-8. By the way, 12th place went 5-9.
I'm okay with that, only due to the fact that, like, I didn't get, like, destroyed in the draft as badly as I thought I was going to.
Yeah, we were trying to calculate that last week, and, it could have been real bad.
I'm surprised that it wasn't.
You're going to be surprised tomorrow. Anyway, continue on.
In 8th place, we have Tim and 2 inanimate objects. The 8 ball and the wheel.
Oh, I finally tied with the prognostication devices.
At 7-7. So welcome to 6th place.
Hey, 500. Batting 500.
You got the same amount of picks right as an 8 ball.
Hey, shut up, you. The 8 ball has beaten you more than once.
And a wheel that spins online.
Which happens to be your teammate. Yep.
Yeah, my teammate's not really helping me with fantasy draft right now. No, in 5th place, we have Rock at 8-6.
Hey.
In 4th place, we have Sheila at 9-5.
Well, she'll be happy to find out when she finds that out.
Go, Sheila.
In 3rd place is me at 9-5, but...
Why are you asterisky?
Because I got the tiebreaker right. Thank you, Byron Saxton.
Yeah, damn you, Byron Saxton.
What was the tiebreaker?
How many stunners were we going to see?
And how many did we see?
We saw 4 in that segment.
And how many did I predict?
6.
You predicted, I think he had 5. He had 5.
I was off by 1.
I was so excited until Byron Saxton got in the ring. And then I was just like, damn it!
I'm sitting there at 3, and I was just like, you and Sub got the tiebreaker. And then Byron got up, and I was like, wait, there's still hope. And Byron ate one, and I was like, yes!
Oh, well.
In first place tied is Tommy and Rob.
He'll be very happy to hear that.
We all lost to Rob
and Tommy.
Good job, guys.
Yay, you're the WrestleMania winners for 2022. Wait till next year.
Exactly.
Here you go. And
give yourselves a pat on the back.
Yeah, because so that's the only prize we can afford.
So that wraps it up for tonight, doesn't it, guys?
It does.
Well, before we do our closing plugs and get the hell out of here, let's all collectively thank Dr. William Maybrick for making a one-night-only return to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Thank you very much.
There you go. And it was a real pleasure for him to make a one-time appearance. And
Jorge and Lois are calling me. I need to leave.
Yeah, he talks to plants. Don't worry about it. Anyway, tomorrow night, immediately following Raw Kids, is the Raw Post Show. And I still say he should call it right after wrestling.
No, it's the Raw Post Show live Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern. Raw after Mania, stuff's going to happen.
There you go. And, of course, you just heard our opinions on WrestleMania 30,075. WrestleMania 38. You haven't heard Lindsay yet, but you will if you tune into The Rack Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountain, right here, multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack Radio Show with multi-time, multi-award-winning host, Lindsay Ward. It's The Rack.
You heard us last night do day one. We're going to talk about day two of WrestleMania this Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern.
There you go. And, of course, Saturday night's midnight, or as close as they can get to it, another edition of The Wild, The Wacky, The Unusual, The Still Illegal in 43 States, CB Radio.
It's your only excuse to be home on a Saturday night, CB Radio, CBRadio.com. Vote at the GreaterThanGreatDebate.com.
There you go. And, of course, we're all over the social medias, Rock.
At Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's WTR Sunday night on the Facebook and the Twitter.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, we hear everything you mumble under your breath. We hear you, what? Kim.
I told you that Mike was awesome.
Mike Awesome, he has passed away, did you know?
Oh, I said the Mike was awesome. I wasn't talking about Mike Awesome. Rest in peace. He's no longer with us. Don't do stuff like that. We're all over the social medias, like I said, individually as well. Follow me at Flames Forum. I'm going to talk hockey. I'm going to talk wrestling. I'm going to talk whatever the fuck I want to talk about. I'm going to show you pictures of work that I have done as a handyman, because that's what I do. And, you know, it's a form of advertising and shit like that. It really, really, really works, kids. But I'll also tell you dad jokes. And when I'm sick and tired of telling you dad jokes, I'll tell you son jokes, but I won't tell you daughter jokes, because that's creepy. So follow me at Flames Forums. Keishi, are you still on Red Tube? I mean Red Bubble?
I am on Red Bubble.
But not Red Tube.
No, what's Red Tube?
Porn site.
Oh, no, definitely not on Red Tube. You're welcome, everybody. You can find my merch on Redbubble. It's my designs on almost anything you can fathom. A shower curtain with Keishi's stuff on it. Strange, but true.
I'm not going to get a shower curtain with Keishi on it, because that would be just weird.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't either. So
I don't need you staring at me while I'm having a shower.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, t-shirts, buttons, pictures, posters, coffee mugs, all kinds of stuff. And you can find the link to that on both my Twitter and my Instagram, which are both at Kyle Driver. You can catch me wrestling for RCW. They run weekly shows up here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And if you want to watch those shows, go find a page called Filmed by John on YouTube. He is this wonderful fan who films all of our matches and puts them up online for people who can't make the shows to watch. So yeah, go check that out and support him and support me if you can, and I appreciate the support.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much, Keishi Machunaga. Did you promote your Twitter?
I did, because I said link to my Redbubble is on both my Twitter and my Instagram.
And that would be Kyle Driver, which is Pile Driver but with a K.
Correct.
Tim Kyle Driver. Tim, don't do that. Tim, turn up the hearing aid. You'll be able to hear it better.
What?
Exactly. Brent, you're on social.
What?
You can find me on Twitter at King Kittens. Rock and I tend to make some friends online due to some opinions we have.
What?
He's also part of CB Radio Saturday Night's Midnight-ish with the Intern's Corner. This has been another edition of WTR Sunday Night. Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll be back next Sunday, 10 p.m.
And
Eastern.
Before we say goodnight, I'm just going to say to everybody in the chat room, thank you very much for showing up. I noticed there's a first-time chatter, Jake Houston.
Hudson, you had a... Where are you going? I'll get to that.
And I just want to say a very special hello to you. Thanks for joining us. And once again, as always, thanks to Matt. Matt, we pick on you incessantly because you deserve it. But we appreciate you being here, brother.
Cool. Hey, chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking that purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use credit code RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store, because I'm hashtag Epic Partner. Tim, send us somewhere.
All right. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Closing time. Last call for alcohol. Finish your wine or your beer. Have yourselves a great week, everybody. It looks like we just might talk to you next Sunday night, 8 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock Eastern. Another edition of WTR Sunday Night.
WildTalkRadio.com.